Despite pleas from the two men and their lawyers that they did good works and were very sorry, Judge Kimba Wood told Dean Skelos and his son Adam that they caused immeasurable damage to New York's confidence in the integrity of government, and she ordered prison terms. Dean Skelos must also pay over $800,000 in fines and restitution. The Skeloses were convicted last December of obtaining hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes and carrying out extortion schemes. Prosecutors say they essentially monetized the elder Skelos' influence with the real estate industry and the medical insurance industry to obtain a string of no-show jobs for his son Adam, who had struggled to find steady employment to support his family and finance a hefty mortgage. The trial included wiretaps of Dean and Adam, who were portrayed in a less than flattering light, colluding to use Dean's contacts to get jobs for Adam.
Going into the city, meeting with some billionaires.
Adam asks his father if Dean was making contacts for him.
Dad, you gotta take these names down for me and just let
me know. I got
them
all. I got them.
All right.
On May 3rd, former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver received 12 years in prison after his corruption conviction. There are also federal probes involving a former top aide and a close associate of Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, as well as investigations into some acts by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says it's astounding that so far Cuomo and lawmakers have been unable to agree on any ethics reforms to clean up Albany.
It's time for the legislature to step up and tell New Yorkers, we get the message. Two juries, two judges, and 97% of New Yorkers say the most important thing that the legislature can do right now is to deal with the corruption problem.
Lerner predicts that without changes, more lawmakers may have to face consequences.
We're going to see more indictments. We're going to see more legislators and members of the executive under investigation and on trial.
U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who successfully prosecuted the two leaders and who is now investigating the former Cuomo associates, said in a statement that the two cases have no precedent and that the people of New York deserve better. Bharara also took a thinly veiled shot at Cuomo, saying the most effective corruption investigations are those that are truly independent and not in danger of either interference or premature shutdown. Governor Cuomo abruptly shuttered his own Moreland Act Commission on Corruption. That act spurred a probe that resulted in no proof of wrongdoing. Cuomo has also begun his own investigation into his former top aide, Joe Prococo, and the lobbyist, Todd Howe, who's closely associated with his family. Cuomo, in a statement, said the sentences for Dean and Adam Skelos show there is zero tolerance for those who use public service for private gain. He says the guilty were punished and justice prevailed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.